Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2. Your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Two balls and no strikes on Gurriel. He drives one in the air. This is trouble. Deep left all the way back, and it's a home run. And the pitch on the way. Drilled to deep right. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard, and that is a fair ball. A line drive home run by Jock Peterson. His first as a Diamondback.
That ball was destroyed. That was like an old hairy-chested slugger. Bah! Oh, God. That one hurt to watch, and it just started to look like batting practice from Kyle Hendricks, who has never had a margin for error like other pitchers who are throwing at an actual major league velocity. He has to be perfect, and he has been anything but.
You start looking at the miles per hour. It wasn't terrible last night. The four-seamer got up to 89 miles an hour yesterday, which is the pocket for him. This is where he's usually maxing out. It's just no one seems fooled, and the changeup doesn't seem to be able to fool people. People seem to be sitting on it, almost as if he's tipping it. But the other thing is, you could sit on the changeup and then catch up to the fastball because it's not 97-98. Like, that's one of the luxuries where if he's missing spots, it's going to cost him.
I also feel like the ball he's throwing right now is spending way too much time over the best part of the strike zone. And it's not just necessarily vertical break, it's horizontal as well. Like, it's just spending way too much time in the exact place you need to see it as a hitter.
His pitching coach had thoughts this morning on the Mully and Haw show about where he is, where he will be, and what to do.
I think number one, I think, you know, we saw a guy kind of early in the year that was trying to find some mechanical things and also try to call his pitches at the same time. And he's so smart and studious of what he wants to do and knows how he wants to attack hitters. And sometimes you get a little one-dimensional. You kind of fall into patterns. And what I thought Kyle actually did really well yesterday working with Miggy is he did let Miggy call more of the game, and it kind of had more of an interaction of how things went. You saw how the curveball usage went up yesterday. I think he threw 10 curveballs, which he'd thrown, I think, 7 in the first 3 starts combined. So, you know, he was able to mix a little bit more. The big thing is just when he makes a mistake right now, he's paying for it. You know, and I think he gave up 5 hits last night, and 2 of them were homers. And you know, one of them was just on a middle-end fastball to Gurriel, another one on an 0-2 fastball to Jock that Kyle just didn't execute. That's just not something we're used to seeing with Kyle. You know, when he's ahead, you know, he's usually getting guys out at a high clip. And then the other part that stood out from yesterday was just the, you know, going out for the 5th and those 2 walks, you know, that kind of put us in a tough spot there. It's just uncharacteristic of Kyle. And I think, you know, when you're lacking confidence early in the year, you see guys tend to be a little bit more fine with how they attack hitters, maybe falling behind more often. And you know, for Kyle, he's so good when he attacks a strike zone early and gets ahead and can just stay on the attack and be aggressive. I know it was still a tough outing for Kyle. There's still some positives to take out of it, and the way he's feeling, the way he's moving, he's starting to get better. But like you said, you know, you get to a point where you need to make, you know, just results need to happen. And I know Kyle knows that and he feels that, but it's not going to change his approach. He's going to continue to work, be the you know, steady guy that he is. And that's what you appreciate with guys going through this. And you know he's going to come out of it.
Nothing he said is wrong, but I want to deal in the negative space that is painted by his words there. Everything he says is there. But let's think about how he describes the issue. When he talks about, you know, he's at his best when he's attacking guys in the zone, not walking guys and not nibbling to the point where he's not getting the calls that he needs to get, bringing the strike zone into play when it shouldn't.
Not making mistakes when he's ahead.
But the problem is he's living around the edges because he knows when he is throwing strikes, he's wild in the strike zone, just like Layla said. Just like you said, about too much of the plate, and he's terrified.
Oh yeah, he's not walking anybody. It's just, you know, you're the stuff that is supposed to paint corners, or the slider that isn't sliding. It's just stuff isn't getting that extra torque that he needs.
Guys are spitting on it.
He
is falling behind. He is giving up walks, and it is killing him because it seems to, where he's pitching defensively, like, boy, I can't throw this over the plate, or it's going to be 114 miles an hour back over my head. So where Hanavi's correct in his assessment, I don't see how you get there. How do you bring back the old Kyle Hendricks when either some combination of stuff and movement and pitch sequencing isn't doing the work it used to do?
Well, I didn't like what Jed was saying, where Jed was making excuses about the lineups that Hendricks has faced. This is the schedule. He's supposed to be the pitcher that can handle those lineups. That's why he's still here. So I'm trying to look for soft spots for him in the schedule. Look, this is who you played.
But if you're already doing that, what does that tell you?
You're willingly extending someone who you're saying in April, mid-April, that you need to find soft spots in the schedule, but you're also saying that you don't want to go over the CBT?
Yep.
Confused.
It's very confusing. It's why a lot of people, and you were on the forefront of it, Layla, were asking questions about, did they do enough? Did they do enough for their pitching staff? And early on, some of it, not their fault because it's injuries, they're not. This is why I keep coming back
but
to
everybody's
asking.
Everybody's getting injured. That's the point.
Yeah, but I keep coming back to this question, and I asked Dan and Parkins and Spiegel. I don't see a reason to take Ben Brown out of the rotation.
Nope.
Just because you need a bulk guy. Like, no, I actually do value starters more. And when you're not getting good starts, so you've got one guy in the rotation that's struggling through his first 4 starts. And sure, there's time to turn that stuff around. But these are the types of games where when you go back and you're like, well, how did they fall behind? Well, there were those games in April and May where they couldn't make up their minds on what to do in their rotation, and they lost them.
All right, I'm calling it. I would today place him on the injured list.
Phantom injury?
I would, whether it's or whether a pitcher of a certain age is always legitimately hurt to some extent. Where,
like, pinched thing?
What, old arm.
I got a pinched thing.
What I do here is today. That's
shoulder soreness.
That's enough already. And he can, all these adjustments they say he can make, let's see it in pitch lab first. When you show me, when the data shows me spin rate, whatever velocity, whatever movement.
Command.
Whatever.
Because command is the biggest issue here.
I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. These games matter too much. You do have some alternatives, even though your depth has been stressed. This is above and beyond your range and your margin for error of your polling. This is too much. Today, I say, Kyle, you're hurt. And if, in fact, it doesn't get better in pitch lab and it doesn't get better in rehab starts and it doesn't get better in side sessions, we have a longer talk.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Impingement, would that be a thing?
Whatever you want to say.
Shoulder soreness. We can find that on imaging.
I feel like impingement is gray enough. But it does stink that we're talking about this and not a Cubs win where Cody Bellinger, again, two-strike approach, gets you RBIs that you need. And it's
Ian Happ.
But even if they had won.
From the right side of the plate.
If they had won, it doesn't change this issue with Hendricks.
No, we'd still be discussing it. And I firmly believe that. Like, we would still absolutely be discussing this because we've had two. But at least we saw a Cubs team battle its way back offensively. And that's something that we've wanted to see. That was a change we wanted to see in the offseason. Can you get yourself back into a game? Time and time again, they did. And then, unfortunately, it comes together in a terrible way. Bullpen walks seven people as well. But how are you preventing your bullpen from getting in the game to begin with, right?
Yeah, you needed more than that yesterday.
You did.
That hurt the team on a lot of levels yesterday. Being in another slugfest and having to rely on I mean, poor Mark Leiter's going to be tired by the middle of July.
Well, and this is exactly what we didn't want to happen again. We all just lived this. We just watched this movie.
Yep. Which is why they should have done more.
And frankly, we had a discussion at Sluggers about what is the viability of a team whose ace gets hurt. Well, if the trends have told you bloody anything, you better learn how to figure it out, because that is a preparation that you're going to have to make as a general manager, as a front office.
I hope he's not actually hurt, but at least it would explain something, or it would explain.
I mean, I don't know if there's nothing to indicate, just from the stuff that we can see, injury. His velocity's fine for Kyle Hendricks.
But
the problem is that his velocity isn't fine.
That stuff has to be perfect, man. You got to paint the corners. You got to have perfect arm slot. You got to have perfect replication.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.